Meditation, this is Aratima. Why do we meditate? Why is it important? What is meditation? And how do we meditate? Meditation is the cornerstone of spiritual practice because through sitting and closing one's eyes, we allow for the mind to turn inward, moving towards its own source. Normal activity of the mind is an outward movement that allows only for sensory perception. And sensory perception is a fragmented perception. It does not allow for a vision of oneness, for the realization that you are eternity. Meditation is the way of the mind to realize that. As we sit, we investigate into our own nature. Let's talk about nature itself. What makes us humans different from trees? Nature, trees, everything in nature is in perpetual meditation. Nature is just being itself, which results in a harmony that we can feel when we walk in nature, when we are spending time in nature. We will not see the tree in front of our house shed its leaves whenever it feels like it, or grow them whenever it feels like it. A tree remains in sync with the neighboring trees. If one tree is out of sync, illness happens. It is an expression of illness. Being out of harmony, out of synchronicity with the surrounding is illness. In that sense, we can say humanity is ill because we are completely out of sync with nature. All trees, flowers, bushes, clouds, oceans are intrinsically interlinked. When humans are intrinsically interlinked, we have a sense of the one reality that we are. So when we go into nature, we often get sleepy. This happens because we are so out of balance. Have you ever sat close to a tree or somewhere, lie down on a grassy area, and you got a little sleepy? This is the healing power of nature as you are being reattuned to nature, to the balance. Beauty is another sign of being. No matter what stage of nature we observe, bloom or decay, there's always beauty to be held. So the closest to sitting in meditation that most people are practicing nowadays is going out into nature. We can just feel the constant instruction of nature reminding us to just be surrendered in being. We begin to sense that our bodies are composed out of the same elements as the earth around us. So in meditation, we just sit with what is, fully accepting by being present with what is, like a tree. This can be done by having eyes open and active in the world, but initially we can only be fully present when inactive and eyes closed, because we are a bundle of resistance, a bundle of habits. The mind moves outwards and we affect our surroundings through willful action, not through a surrendered way of being. Instead of that which we are to inform us unconsciously, like in plants, and subconsciously, like in animals, we have the capacity to be informed of who we are consciously. We can self-realize. The challenge is to not interfere with the information that presents itself. Why? Well, presently, we are being informed by thoughts and belief systems that do not reflect properly but distort the truth of who we are. So we have to sit for a while for the real stuff to reveal itself. We allow the mind to become perfectly still for one to see oneself. The surface movements of the mind are distracting, obliterating the essence of who you are. We're so used to mistake the ripples with the nature of the ripples. So we sit and empty ourselves. We might be very busy watching what motivates us. We watch what's happening inside, what's going on, feelings, sensations, thoughts. All that happens. Sometimes you observe yourself observing, first subject and object, then subject and subject. Let's look at the diagram right now about meditation. When you look at the upper image, you will see that there is the eye, and then there is an outwards movement. The eye is your identification, who you think you are, your person, your identity, and the attention is outward, and it is now split into all these things that you can describe about yourself. For example, I am a woman, I'm a man, I am studying this course, I am living here, I am living there, I am this, I am not that, I like this, I don't like that. The whole story that you can describe about yourself. And these are the momentums of you moving outward from the sense of I, which creates all these different I's, these different parts of yourself, these different selves that are causing a lot of problems inside of you. Now, there's a different momentum and a different energy also behind each individual sense of I. So you see that the shape of the circle is uneven. Some eyes are smaller and other eyes have more of a momentum and push out harder. And that also keeps changing as you do spiritual work and you sit, because you are going to wear down or clear, as we often say, certain energies that aren't very beneficial for you. Now, during meditation, we look at the second image. Is the attention goes inward. So this is now going to be very, very, very good for you. As the attention goes inward, what happens is that there is the possibility for the different eyes to centralize again. You have the ability to withdraw the different identifications of yourself, which are really your past hanging you up. They're crystallizations of energy, parts that are always in your memory, in your cells, manifested as your diseases, your issues, whatever that is. And it's hanging behind. It's not really in the present moment. It's not here. So in the second picture, you see the two eyes circled, the central eye, and there's another eye. And what that means is that you're going to be jumping back and forth in the intermediate state between the core state, the eye, which is the center, that's your eye, that is often called eternity or nothingness, that which you can't describe, and the eye that is the different eyes that you can say that is your story, the parts that you talk about yourself and can describe about yourself, the different selves. So this is the stage where you have a sense of being too. You have a feeling of being in the core and then falling out of the core. Now in the third image, you see that there is, at this point, only the eye in the center and the main eye, which is your core. The attention is always inward. And the awakened state, the identification of the central eye of the core is complete. It always stays there. So there is a harmony there. And what that does is that 24/7, you are constantly being pulled inward. You are recycling and redigesting your past, all the different cells that you are beginning to dissolve and come back home again. So you're going through three different stages. And the most difficult one is the beginning, because when you look at the image, is that your momentum to go outward to the identification of the different selves that have the life of their own, we call them sometimes entities as well, is so strong that you have to struggle to bring them back into the center. So you're constantly bringing back your mind back to stillness. Because the center eye, the core eye, the who you really are, is stillness. There's nothing there. We say I here because it's a true I, but it doesn't have a content. Because the content is everything. It's all of existence. So it cannot be described in partialities or in fragments. So at this point, the beginning is very, very challenging, but this is where you're going to have to strengthen your meditation muscles. Let's call it that. You have to constantly recondition your mind. And you do this by sitting every day. And the best thing is also to sit in the same place and also to even meditate at the same time every day. Because right now, your life is time and space. All of you, what you think you are, exists in time and space. It's the story that you are, this person. And we're going to interfere in that and punch a hole in it. We're going to create space. We're going to create a window so that eventually we can see ourselves, realize ourselves. So the meditation I'm talking about here is an integrated, holistic approach. It's not only about transcendence, but there's transcendence, immanence, and evolution. And what do I mean with that? All three dynamics are being allowed here. We live after 2012, and we want to have a very integrated approach. And that's not a new thought. There are some great thinkers and yogis in the past that have already introduced this kind of approach. One of them is, for example, Sri Aurobindo with the integral yoga. And what that means is that transcendence means we're going beyond, transcending our understanding of the world, going beyond the mind. And we do this really in the third eye region. Now, the immanence is that we're here, immanent. God, the truth, eternity is immanent, is inside the world, is inside a human being. It's the divine incarnate. It's the heart region. It's that which is expressed and experienced directly in the human body. And then there's evolution. And evolution has something to do with evolving. It has to do with a circle of time, with movement. So there is something that's evolving, and that's you as a soul. But not just as a soul in the form of spirit, but also in the embodiment as the expression, being the physical body, the soul expressing as the physical body, how that one is evolving, how that one is becoming different, more capable, maybe more youthful, changing illnesses, being capable of expressing arts and creativity in ways that wasn't there before, using the embodiment as a vehicle for higher and higher forms of expression. So there's an evolution and a change. Because what is really different between somebody who meditates and somebody who doesn't? Somebody who doesn't meditate will be repeating karmic patterns and usually consolidating more karmic patterns on top of that. There are moments of grace where somebody gets pulled out. There are the prayers of others that influence us. There is the mystery of how all this works in the totality of existence that can pull people out of their journey into more karmic density. But essentially, this is a free will place where one must choose for oneself to pull oneself out of seeing the density and remembering again and turning attention towards the light, that which meditation is doing for you. So the evolution is not just repeating karmic patterns, but actually true evolution of consciousness becoming more refined, expressing the divine more. Not just, you know, that we are improving our material world. That in itself doesn't necessarily mean that we are more evolved as consciousness. It has to be a holistic process in which nothing suffers, where there is no unevenness or disharmony that is being expressed on the planet, where things are being borrowed somewhere or taken from somewhere, and in order to be used to create something that looks like evolution. True evolution has to address and has to include everything and everybody. So in meditation, we become first conscious of who we are as the thinker in the third eye region, and also the one that is the lover, the devotee in the heart, the devotee to love itself, to the beautiful, to the divinity. And then the actor, that which is moving and acting in the world, that includes the body. So we're not leaving the body, we're not transcending it for a better world. We're unifying our perception so we can operate from an integrated, elevated way of being. We will bring to meditation everything that we are right now, awakening to all, letting it all mingle and inform itself. This creates light, healing, and compassion. Very high levels of creativity and joy open up. We allow for the mind to do its work that the mind is designed to do. It gives us information to help us orient in the physical world. But we don't ask the mind who we are and ask the mind to tell us how to go through life. Having the body in perfect synchronicity with nature, with the animals, the plants, and the other bodies is an aim. We want to tune in into the heartbeat of Mother Earth, of the cosmos itself. And having the heart free to love and give of itself, weaving creations of beauty, love, and fulfillment. The heart wants to be full of itself. So now we live in unprecedented times in the history of evolution, and consciousness is becoming conscious of itself. And this is what meditation is all about. It's not about relaxing. It's not about not feeling pain. It's not a time to sort out your issues. It's not about liking or disliking things in your life. It's not a time to sleep. Meditation is to become conscious and fully operable as a human being. It has a selfless quality to it. We finally show up to do what we're here to do in the first place. We're saying, here I am. I'm going to take my attention away from my selfish behavior, my selfish ideas. Let's call the selfish here with a small s, and really listen. What is it that the universe wants from us? What is the universe? It is you, essentially, who you are as the totality of everything, the substratum that exists in everything and everybody. What does the whole want? How do you live in relationship to the whole? So meditation is an integrated experience. So we become conscious of who we are, not only as a thinker, but also within the experience of body and heart. And we bring to meditation everything that we are. We awaken to allow all fields of awareness to connect and inform each other and cohesively bond to become able to act, know, and love and think as oneself. And what does that mean? It means then, as you are practicing to meditate on the different centers, you are noticing that there is a natural organic momentum to sometimes rest in one center or the other for a few days or a few weeks or even a few hours. Now, as you're sitting and you're falling more and more into a moment where there is a silence, there's just a gap between the thoughts that you suddenly just identify with, that you find yourself in. The fragmentations and all that old crystallization just comes up. It rises even up from deep within the cells, which is your unconscious mind, because the body is also the mind. Everything comes up for going home, dissolve back into the core, and you just let it happen. One piece after another, you just love it as it is, and it merges back into your core, and you keep sitting. Every day you just sit. You let the world dissolve and reorganize itself in healthier patterns. Can you imagine how productive meditating is when you understand what is happening when you are sitting? Each meditation is irreversible knowledge. It is when you are plunging back into the depth of yourself, into eternity. You're bathing in the light. Initially, it feels like space. It feels like just a moment where there's nothing. But it is actually everything. And just a split second of being in the gap reinforms your entire being. Meditation has an accumulative and a compounding effect. Each time we sit, we dissolve the world again and again, and we recharge ourselves with the ground of our being. We retire into silence. Just for a few moments every day, we take a break from the world, from our own problems, from ourselves, from the identity that you are, that essentially tires us out so much that we need to sleep every night. So we relearn over and over again who we really are. We retrain true seeing. We recondition the mind. And that includes the body. Remember, the body is the unconscious part of the mind. As you sit, you also are in that way healing the body. We sit and practice seeing and being. This is the only time we don't do things. But even here, you might find that sometimes you just relax. You might find you're visualizing, you're using mantra, you watch your breath. And there's nothing wrong with that, really. The beginner steps to meditation, they are this way because the mind is so used to doing something. So at some point, you are seeing that it's not so interesting to be doing that anymore. It just actually is too much effort. You just want to start out with your mantra or the breathing or whatever works for you. And then you just let go. When all associations with mental and physical activity ceases, that state we call samadhi in the East. It's a Sanskrit word, and that indicates absorption. You are absorbed in eternity. And at some point, samadhi becomes your normal state in your daily life. We work, talk, walk in samadhi. We're not fragmented in the now, but we're fully present with what is. We're whole. We do not have an identity as a reference point, rather a field of presence or awareness, a silent backdrop, instead of demanding something that we become. Meditation is a time of letting mind do as it pleases. We just go home. We allow ourselves to detach from all that activity, and we don't care about having to make the mind pretty. Because what is mind? Mind is your life. It is your story. It is your investment in how you should be, what you should look like, what you should do and what not. We just let all that be, and we just go home. Letting the artificially created identity inside the mind fuss and complain without giving it any weight, not making it real, is what we practice. We literally starve the identity to death. This process is pain-free, as you will find, because the identity has no real substance. It's just a shadow of the real self. You will notice that your breath often changes patterns and it disconnects from the movement of the thinking process to follow some other pattern somewhere deeper and deeper inside your body. Just let it happen. Let the breath do what it wants. Once you are floating or flying or are surfing within eternity. I'm just using some poetic examples here. Expressions to describe the moment when you let go of the contraction of being something in particular. So let me describe for a moment what that could look like as you go into your meditation practice. I see 6 steps that are realistic in your practice. The goal is to put your attention on the different centers and to still your mind, to not move your mind. What realistically will happen is this. You're initially really distracted. You're embroiled in your thoughts. You're not even noticing that you lost your concentration power. You just realize, oh my God, I'm thinking about things. Then at some point you come to a place where you're just kind of neutral and you notice that you're watching all these things moving through your mind, all sensations in the body. You're just sitting there. Well, at some point you become disinterested in watching stuff, yours or the world's, and you become really absorbed right here and right now. You go deeper in your absorption and at some point become the absorption. And you reintegrate yourself and realize over and over again the cycle of going really deep into eternity and coming back out. So there are stages to that, and you will find that you will have times where you meditate so well, because the mind will always come in and judge it, which I suggest you refrain from describing your meditation. Was it a good or a bad one? Because you don't really know. A very busy meditation, a very stressful meditation, could have been actually a tremendous amount of shifting and changing that really moved you deeper into your core, which you can't see in that moment. But you will find that you have some meditations that are really, really good for a while, and then suddenly it feels like you're starting all over again. That's a good sign, because you're coming to a new level. You're moving up. And whenever it gets really difficult, it's very much like in all areas of skill, right before you have a breakthrough, it gets really tough. So you want to sit that out and move through it. Just remember that when it's difficult, sit through it, just keep doing your meditation. And it helps to know that you are just about breaking through to a new level of attention, because that's what we want. We want to reach higher and higher levels of attention. As you move into the intermediate and advanced meditation practices, we're going to talk about in the next modules ahead, we will be looking at how to do that, very practical, once you have a little bit of skill of moving yourself into higher levels of attention. So after losing interest in watching your never-ending stuff that moves through your mind, you might inquire at times, who am I? And who are you really? It's a question of inquiry. It's supposed to point towards the one that is watching all this and essentially eternity itself. And it's supposed to stop the mind so that you can drop into the luminous presence that you are, eternity itself. So here you go. You meditate and opening yourself up to the luminous presence that you are. And sometimes you slip right through the gap into the silence, into the light, and then the world reappears again. All your stuff is there. And then you might react again. You're all engaged and you're all this person again. And you wonder, oh my God, it's not really working. What am I doing here? But it just appears that way. You never go backwards. You always move forward. And all you have to do is keep sitting, making it part of your life. And as the days and the months and the years and the decades go by, you will look back and realize you've become something completely different, something quite amazing, with certain skills that are so valuable and so powerful. And we're going to look at that a little bit more in detail, what you are gaining in the process that is not just fulfilling yourself deep as a being, as a soul, but also how that would practically look like in your daily life.